Hello, are you still there?
Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasher AI, got it. I haven't heard much about you yet, but I'm curious, what kind of services do you offer? I'd love to know how help companies like Acme Plumbers.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasher, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary, no worries. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? For many businesses, finding quality leads consistently and converting them efficiently is a big challenge. How exactly does your AI handle those parts? Does it integrate with existing systems easily?
Tell me more about finding quality leads consistently and converting them efficiently.
Sure thing. Finding quality leads consistently means your AI targets the right people who are genuinely interested in your services, not just random contacts. Converting efficiently means the AI engages those leads naturally, like a human would, to move them toward a sale without sounding robotic. Our platform excels at both by using advanced conversational AI that feels personal and adapts to each lead's responses. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. 12 months from now, if your service exceeded expectations...
What do you mean?
I'd imagine a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in daily, with conversations that feel natural and engaging. That would mean more closed deals, higher revenue, and less time spent chasing cold leads. Plus, your AI would be seamlessly integrated, freeing up the team to focus on closing rather than prospecting. How close is that to your vision?
What do you mean by focusing on closing rather than prospecting? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Prospecting is all about finding and qualifying potential customers, which can be time-consuming and sometimes frustrating. Closing is the part where you actually seal the deal and turn prospects into paying customers. Focusing more on closing means your sales team spends their energy on conversations that are already warm and promising, boosting efficiency and revenue. Does that distinction resonate with your current sales process?
Tell me more about how that distinction fits with your current sales process.
Well, in many sales teams, a lot of time gets eaten up trying to find and qualify leads, which can slow down closing deals. If your AI can handle that early stage, finding the right leads and warming them up, it means the sales team can jump straight into closing conversations. That usually leads to faster sales cycles and better results. Does your team currently spend a lot of time prospecting?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good question. Many businesses struggle with inconsistent lead flow, limited sales team bandwidth, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale. Those constraints can really hold back growth. What about you? What challenges do you hear most from your clients?
What are all the ways inconsistent lead flow, limited sales team bandwidth, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale are affecting the business right now?
Those issues can hit a business in a few key ways. Inconsistent lead flow means unpredictable revenue and planning headaches. Limited sales bandwidth can cause missed opportunities and burnout. And difficulty personalizing outreach often leads to lower engagement and fewer conversions. Together, they slow growth and frustrate teams. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those slow growth and frustrations show up day to day?
Absolutely. Day to day, slow growth might mean fewer new customers calling or signing up, which can make hitting targets stressful. Frustrations show up as sales reps juggling too many tasks, feeling overwhelmed, or losing motivation when outreach feels generic and ineffective. It's like running a race with hurdles constantly popping up. Does that sound familiar?
Wow. It sounds like slow growth, unpredictable revenue, sales burnout, and outreach struggles and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I'm here to chat and help answer questions, but I don't actually schedule demos myself. If you want, I can share the best way to get in touch with the Dasha team directly. They'd be happy to set that up for you. Would you like their contact?